This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. If you're looking to extend the growing season a bit longer this fall, there are some options for keeping the soil and air warmer around plants to promote growth and protect from freezing. K-State instructor and horticulture extension specialist Cynthia Domenghini says that gardeners can use cold frames, low tunnels, and even plastic milk jugs to help protect cold season crops. Cynthia, there is still some gardening going on actively right now, but we also reached that point where we would like to maybe extend the gardening season as long as we can. And there are a couple of options that you'd like to talk about.
Sure. Plenty of gardeners are ready to be done and clean out those beds, put some organic matter down, and just let it rest. But for those of us who would like to continue gardening, there are some cool season crops, like some spinach and other leafy greens, that can be continued into the winter months by using some season extenders like hot caps and cold frames or even low tunnels.
Now, I've heard of the low tunnels, but I've not really heard about hot caps. What are those?
So hot caps are actually pretty simplistic. One of the examples that I've used is taking an old empty milk jug, the plastic kind, and maybe a gallon size, and cut the bottom off of it, leaving most of the milk jug intact, and then placing that over the top of the plant. One milk jug per plant, for example. So that will create a miniature greenhouse effect and warm the area right around each plant. And on those sunny days, you actually need to be kind of monitoring. So if you're going to use season extension, you still have to do some work in the garden to make sure you're not making it too warm in the garden. So when you've got your crops covered by these plastic season extenders, if it's a sunny day, even if it's cold outside, those little greenhouses you've created are going to heat up real fast. So it's going to require you to kind of monitor it and vent them as needed so that you're not cooking your plants. In the case of the hot caps, you could simply take them off the plant. We'll talk about low tunnels and cold frames. They have options for you to be able to open up the plastic covering and allow the cool air in and the warm air out.
And the low tunnel really just kind of what it sounds like. It's a low plastic tunnel.
Exactly, yes. It's a covering over, usually it's raised beds, but it could be in-ground beds as well. And there are hoops made with plastic material or galvanized pipes that are bent. And those hoops are spaced about 3 feet apart and secured to the ground or the raised bed. And then a plastic covering is put over the top. It's basically the short version of a high tunnel. So it's low enough that you can't walk under it, but it does create a nice covering for your winter crops.
And that would be most appropriate for maybe a small garden then?
Sure. Either one of those. The hot cap would be a pretty small garden, because that would be a lot of milk jugs to manage, and a low tunnel as well. We're talking smaller scale usually. There are some larger operations that will use a type of low tunnel to protect their crops, but typically we're talking backyard gardens usually.
And then the cold frames, how would we use those?
One example of a cold frame is think of a box made out of wood, maybe about 4 foot by 2 foot, with an old window hinged to the top side of it. So that can be lifted and placed over a sensitive crop. And then the window, because it's hinged, can be propped open or closed depending on the weather. So on those warm days, you can open up that window and allow the air to filter in and out. And on the cold nights, you can close it down and protect your crops from the cold weather. And again, this is small scale. We're talking about backyard garden protection. It's a great way to continue your gardening, which is great for healthy nutrition, but it's also great for mental health. You know, being able to get out and garden for as much of the year as possible is really beneficial. Being out exposed to nature and sunlight is something that I'm always going to encourage.
That's Cynthia Domenghini, a K-State instructor and horticulture extension specialist, with information on how to extend the growing season and protect cold season crops. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.